It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Some of the most prized violins in the world were crafted in the Italian workshops of Amati, Stradivari, and Guarneri, master violin-making families from the 17th and 18th centuries. Now, MIT researchers and violin makers at Boston's North Bennett Street School have analyzed hundreds of these violins, identifying why they might be so great. Researchers found that one key feature affecting a violin's sound is the shape and length of its F-holes, the F-shaped openings through which air escapes. The more elongated these are, the more sound a violin can produce. The thickness of the violin's backplate also contributes to its acoustic power. A thicker backplate leads to more sound. As violins were crafted first by Amati, then by Stradivari, and finally by Guarneri, they evolved to have longer F-holes and thicker backplates. Whether this was intentional or just craftsmen's errors magnified over time is up for debate. Eight years ago, a German orchestra, the Deutsche Kammerphilharmonie of Bremen, moved their rehearsal rooms to a secondary school and a housing project called Tenever. The unusual arrangement happened by accident. The orchestra was looking for a new rehearsal space at the same time that the school was being renovated. City authorities thought they'd kill two birds with one stone, and builders made sure the rooms had excellent acoustics. The orchestra moved in. Low-income students found themselves sharing their corridors and lunch tables with professional musicians. What they didn't anticipate was the effect on students. Since the musicians have been there, the school's results have improved. Its dropout rates have fallen to less than 1%, and the atmosphere in the neighborhood's been transformed, according to local officials. The thing that seems to have made the difference is the sheer volume of interactions between musicians and students, not just in a formal learning context, but all the time. Whenever they're not playing, the musicians are based in the school. That's where they work. Students and musicians work alongside each other. They sit together at lunch. They talk about their lives. In this way, the musicians serve not only as teachers, but also as mentors and role models. One school teacher said, "The whole atmosphere of the school has improved, and we no longer have such problems with fighting or aggression or graffiti." For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.